The number of cases of coronavirus at a Victorian abattoir has now risen to 45. Cedar Meats in Melbourne says that it has followed all workplace guidelines in efforts to try and contain the outbreak and has also rejected allegations that it knew about positive tests weeks ago. Cedar Meats General Manager is Tony Carews.
It is a challenging time for our business because we are such a family-orientated business that any family member that's affected by an outbreak of world proportions. It really affects us. So, yes, to say we haven't taken it personally, we certainly have. And the exact details of the outbreak are best sort of communicated through the Department of Health. I'm not going to speculate on that today, but one thing I do want to say is the principal concern up until this point has been our staff and the welfare of our staff, in particular those that have tested positive. We're working with them. We want to support them. And we definitely want to see them all back at work in the very near future.
We have heard from the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews, this morning, give an update that the cases have now risen to 45, so up 11 from yesterday. Are you in a position to tell us what kind of condition the workers are in?
Well, I'm hearing it from you for the first time. I don't even know that. And because of privacy, the Department of Health is not even giving us that information at this stage. So that is news to me. And yes, like I said, I'm hearing it from you for the first time.
Is it concerning that you're getting first reports from the media and not from the government?
Well, it's not their duty to report to us. The government hasn't got an obligation to see the meats. They've got an obligation to the safety of the community, the Victorian community. So I'll leave that discussion for them to answer, and I'm not going to be drawn into that sort of conversation.
Now, when did you first find out that there was a case at the site? Because there had been some speculation that the first worker tested positive in early April. Is that true?
Nicola, I've made a statement yesterday that I stand by, and that all those details are in that statement. I respectfully ask you to sort of refer to that statement, and that will give you all the detail that I'm prepared to share with you. So,
and if people haven't seen that statement, because a lot of people won't have read it, you say in that statement that it was the 29th of April that you were informed four of your staff had contracted COVID-19. That was the first.
So the first report was on Monday, the 27th of April, as I've said in the statement. By the Wednesday, that had turned into four. And that's what the statement says also.
And were your workers at that time observing the social distancing guidelines? Did they have 4 square metres of floor space per employee?
Like I said, all those details have been referred to in my statement, and I don't want to get into the technical detail of what we're doing there. All I can say is that from the outset of this world pandemic, we've been very, very careful to implement all the procedures and policies required to circumvent or to prevent a virus of this nature entering our facility. As we know, this is a world virus. It's not something that we've created. It's not something that we know the magic recipe for to know how to stop it from coming into our facility. But yes, we have worked tirelessly from the beginning to put in every single possible means to be able to prevent this from coming into our facility.
I think that does need clarification, though, that you were... So you're saying you were following the guidelines and that employees did have 4 square metres of floor space?
You're making that inference, and I'm saying to you that we followed every single guideline. And like I said, I won't be drawn into a conversation with you about industry standards or what we do as an industry. I ask you to respectfully speak to the people that can answer that question for you, industry representatives.
I understand that, but I'm talking about your facility, and I think it's a relatively straightforward question of the Victorian government has said if you're working in an enclosed space, you need 4 square metres per person. I just want to know whether at your facility that was happening or not.
Our facility, our understanding is that we comply with all the requirements that we're forced to comply with to run a facility of our nature. And that's the short and long answer of it.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. So what's happened to the facility now? Is it it's closed at the moment?
So we've closed the facility for 2 weeks now to allow for all the test results to come through and to make sure that we give priority to those that have been affected to give them the opportunity to recover and to get back on track. And everybody else is in isolation at the moment, negative or positive results to allow us an opportunity to quarantine, and with the intention of getting our facility back operational on the 18th of May.
And is it right to say that it's mostly an export-focused facility, the Brooklyn plant?
It is predominantly an export facility. It's a family-owned and operated export facility, which started 35 years ago.
Does any of the meat there end up in local markets?
Very little meat ends up on the domestic market, but there certainly is a little bit of meat that's sold domestically, but not much at all.
And that's safe to eat from what we've been told?
We know categorically that all the research leads us to believe that it is safe. We know that it is safe. There's no, absolutely zero speculation we have about whether the meat is safe here. We know it is safe. Our concern here is about human health and dealing with the implications of this virus on our human element, which is the most important element in our business.
And what happens from here for the business? So that specific facility you hope will reopen in 2 weeks, does it have a big business effect on you?
Well, it's more than hope. We believe that by the 18th that everyone would have been quarantined. Those that would have been affected by the virus have either recovered or are recovering, and we'll continue to offer any support we can to them. Our business is a 35-year strong business, and it will be another 35 years ahead. We've got future plans to expand into a second location, which we're going to continue with. We want to get back to business so that we can give our quality staff, our family, our theatre family, the opportunity to get back to work and to do what we all do and love, which is to process meat, and that's what we're here for.
And so is that second facility, the one in the northwest of the state at Mildura, where's that at the moment?
So it's fully refurbished and virtually ready to start. We're waiting on favourable market conditions with livestock to open that, and we envisage that will happen in coming springtime when the season, lamb season, are more favourable, or the supply is more favourable, I should say. And that's where we're focusing our attentions. After the principal concern of getting our theatre family back to full health and full operation is to continue on with the growth of our business and to be an important employer for the Victorian economy, and to make sure that we're providing a real good export basis for our business internationally.